Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
It's time for some senior shout-outs. It is that time of year. Seniors in high school or seniors in college or graduating, and we want you to be able to give the senior in your life a shout out. Whether you're a parent, whether you're a sibling, whether you're a relative, whether you're a friend, if there is a special senior in your life and you want to shout them out, The Burt Show wants to make that possible, and we will play it here on the air. So you can call The Burt Show voicemail at 404-954-1360. Don't worry, you don't have to memorize it or write it down now. All the details at theburtshow.com. Or you can download the Burt Show app, and we have a way where you can like record a message and send it to us, making it super, super easy.
Love that.
We're trying to make this journey as easy as possible for you. So just make sure you include the graduate's name, the city and the school, and why you want to give them a special senior shout out. So again, we're going to be kicking those off this week, but we need you to leave the messages first. So get all the details at theburtshow.com. All right, so Abby, what is TikTok doing to help parents out when their kids are scrolling late night?
Yeah, TikTok is adding this new feature to encourage kids to stop scrolling and go to bed, which honestly, I feel like some adults need. That was me watching Secret Lives of Mormon Wives last night. So after 10 p.m., they'll see a prompt in their For You feed offering guided meditation to help them unwind and fall asleep. So TikTok is announcing this new feature that is basically going to help them meditate instead. So if your kid is on TikTok after 10 p.m., they'll see that alert. And then if they're like, nah, fam, like, I'm way cooler. Like, I'm staying up till 10:30. They're going to keep scrolling, and then they're going to get hit with a second prompt that's going to end up filling the entire screen. TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, says they tested the feature with a handful of teenagers this year, and only 2% turned the feature off.
So it's like, what's the point?
You could turn it off. That's all they're going
to
do.
Yeah, I feel like your parents should be able to control whether or not they can turn off the feature. Doesn't make a lot of sense, but I mean, at least they're trying. They're recognizing that, you know, it is so easy to get sucked into that vortex of just watching video after video after video that at least they're doing something.
All right, so they're making this available for adults too, but anyone under 18 will have it turned on by default. So again, hoping to get kids to meditate and to actually like turn TikTok off before they go to bed.
It's a great idea. It's not going to work.
All right. So the Jennifer Hudson Show sparked a debate, but this is a debate that's been raging for decades and decades and decades and decades. And that is it the man's responsibility to put the toilet seat down?
Yes.
Or is it a woman's responsibility to leave the toilet seat up? An audience member at the Jennifer Hudson Show had this question and went ahead and shared his opinions on the matter.
Don't hate me, but I feel like if men have to put the toilet seat down for women, women should leave it up for men as well.
I have never heard this one. We gotta sit with this one. I heard a bunch of no's, but...
Sit with it. Hear me out.
So, yeah, we listening.
Me and my wife... So my wife and I, we go back and forth about this all the time. I mean, you know, we split chores in the house. She cooks, I clean. She does a little bit more shopping than me, but most things are equal, so why not one more, right? I'm trying.
Okay, thank you.
Now, when, you know, thinking about the whole, like, you know, toilet debate, seat up, seat down, if you have, you know, if you have that relationship in your household, I listen to him and I go, you know what? If we're keeping it equal, like, you know, you do what you got to do. And then whoever comes in, like, you know, if the seat's up when I come in, I got to put it down. And then when my husband comes in, he's got to put it up. And so you're just, you're both doing equal amount of work, you know, to make the seat, to get the seat the way you need it to use the bathroom. Right. And I was like, all right, I'm down with that, whatever. But then there is one major difference. So guys turn towards the toilet when you're going to go number one, right? Whereas women do not.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem comes in where you guys can see, like, you're looking at it, so you know if the seat needs to come up. Whereas if a woman, especially if she's at night using the bathroom, you're not turning towards the toilet. You walk in and you put your back towards the toilet, and then that's when we go splishy splash. Uh-huh. Yeah. So that is like the major difference here, whereas it would be thoughtful to always keep the seat down to prevent the splishy splash.
But do you moonwalk to the toilet? Because don't you got to walk toward it and look at it before you turn around?
Sometimes your mind doesn't clock it because it's so, like, out of the ordinary because you're used to it, especially if you're a woman that lives alone. You're just used to the seat being down, and then all of a sudden you turn around and it's a little moister than you expected back there because now you're in the toilet. Statistically, this doesn't make sense to me. Like, numerically, the numbers don't add up. So, like, when a woman goes number one, you sit on the toilet. When a woman goes number two, you sit on the toilet. When a man goes number two, he sits on the toilet. When he goes number one, he's standing up. So three out of the four times, you need the toilet seat down. So really, unless men are going to start squatting to go pee-pee, this doesn't make sense.
Now, I think you have to first put in there that there are some men who are changing now and doing number one sitting down.
Really?
And yeah, absolutely. That's becoming a thing amongst men. I'm one of the men who now do it, and I always look at the toilet before I sit on it. It doesn't appear to be that hard for me. Now, while I am on the side of equality, I feel like if we're going to be equal in a relationship, it should go all the way. It should be equal. I actually believe that the toilet seat should always be down simply because I just think it looks better. So I've always put the toilet seat down. I would prefer for the toilet seat to be down, but I'm not mad at each person looking out for the other in a relationship.
I'm curious, as a man of 39 years of age, what was the turning point for you to finally decide, you know what, I'm a squat when I pee now?
First of all, I'm not squatting. I'm sitting down. That's number one. It was just people talking about it. Like, I think as men, it's like it's been considered toxic masculinity to sit down your whole life. So you don't even consider it until I started listening to men converse about it and realized how much cleaner it is for you to sit down. One, you're not getting splashback all over your bathroom. You don't have to worry about your bathroom smelling like urine or having urine all over the place. And then two, if it's the middle of the night and you don't want to put the lights on, because I hate putting lights on, I almost want to stay asleep the whole time. So I'm like, I don't even have to turn the lights on. I can sit down. I'm done. Get back up. Go to bed. It just makes way more sense when you let the toxic masculinity part of it go.
Evelyn, welcome to the Burt Show.
Hi. I was talking to my daughter about this last week, and statistically speaking, women need the toilet seat down both times to go one and two. Mm-hmm. But men only need it once when they need to use number one. So 75% of the time, the toilet seat should be down. For the 25%, y'all need to use it the one time.
Well, that's a great point I made 2 minutes ago.
I debunked that.
She probably didn't hear because she was on hold. Don't need to come after our listener like that.
It was literally
she
what
was
I said.
She was on your side.
It's what I said, word for word.
I was going to give you that credit.
She stole your swag ball for ball.
I was like, I literally just said the exact same thing.
So she is. She's got your back, Abby. She co-signs on
that. I appreciate that.
The Burt Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No